Yeah, I got a phone call earlier this week on Sunday from a fellow who I never met before, and does not live in my neighborhood. He told me, he introduced himself by saying, "Hi, I am doing illegal work on my basement, illegal construction without the proper variances from the town, and I have a frum next to it." This guy is frum, the guy who called, and he has a kamuvan, and he has a frum next door neighbor, and he said, "My frum next door neighbor mastered me to the town. He told the town that I was doing this illegal work, and now I have all sorts of penalties and fines and whatever. So I'm calling to enlist your help." I said, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Well, the neighbor has a relative who davens in your shul. Neither of these people live in my neighborhood, but the neighbor has a relative who davens in your shul. I was hoping maybe you could speak to the relative to tell him that he should speak to the guy in your shul, to speak to his relative and tell him that he's violating an Isra of Mesira, and he's a Rodef, and he's Chayv Misa, and that we should put him in Chayrim, and that, you know, he's a master. He's mastering me to the government, and that's Asr to do." That was the request that he made. So it got me thinking about Mesira, and being that Mesira was one of the issues on our 10-minute halacha list, I was thinking about how the halachas of Mesira apply to this kind of situation. So to give a little bit of background, the Gemara uses Mesira in a number of different contexts. The Gemara discusses, the Gemara in Baba Kama discusses in Daf Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Tezayin, about if a bandit comes to town and you know that a person has money, so you tell him, "Oh, don't take from me, you're not going to find anything here. That guy, go to that house." So that's one type of Mesira that that the Gemara talks about, where you master over somebody to a bandit. The Gemara talks about going to a government that does bad things and that's abusive, and informing the government that someone has violated the laws of the government. It's that's another type of Mesira. The Gemara talks about informing a government stam when someone violated its laws, when someone just violated the laws of the government, like in this case someone violated a zoning law, something like that. The Gemara talks about Mesira in all three of those contexts. Now, in the Gemara it seems, and we're not going to be able to go through the sugya carefully over here, obviously, just going to give very very general Rashi Prakim. In the Gemara it seems that a person who masters is Chayiv Misa, meaning even if he only masters on monetary issues. The main sugya is Baba Kama Kuf Tezayin. You have to look in Gittin Dav Zayin as well, Baba Kama Kuf Yud Zayin a little bit more. But it seems that even if you're only master for monetary issues, you're master in a way where the guy is only going to have to pay money to the government that he otherwise would not have had to pay. It seems that we consider him a Rodef anyway. In the Rush, in the Chuvah Sarash Klal Yud Zayin Osalf, he explains the reason we consider him a Rodef and that he's going to be Chayiv Misa is because it starts with money, but the governments are so anti-Semitic and they're so they so mistreat Jews that even though initially it's going to start with monetary penalties, ultimately they're going to start killing Jews. They're going to start killing the people that you mastered them, and therefore the guy is considered a Rodef and you're allowed to kill the fellow who masters. The Mordechai in Baba Kama I'm not sure where the exact Maramakom, but the Mordechai writes that that the master is training himself to do evil, and therefore since he's training himself to do these evil horrible things, so ultimately it's like a Ben Soromora kind of thing. It's like he's going to do worse. Ultimately, he's gonna cost Jewish lives, and therefore he's considered a Rodef, and you're allowed to kill him. That is in the times of the Gemara. Now there are some basic rules. You're not even allowed to master somebody in the times of the Gemara if the person is Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simshin Peches, if the person is a bad person. You're not allowed to master somebody. If you do master somebody, you have to pay damages for mastering somebody. If let's say you master somebody and they had to pay money, because you mastered them, you have to pay. It's a chiv of nezek. Normally, when I cause somebody else to take money from you, it's only garmi. I wouldn't have to necessarily pay, or it's grama or whatever. By mesira, I do have to pay. By mesira, it's a chiv mamon, an actual chiv mamon to pay for it. The Ramah writes in Chosh Mishpah Sim Shin Pei Chesif Yud Beis, and the Shach explains over there in Sifkat Mechaf that if a Jew rightfully owes money to a non-Jew, like taxes, where a just government has rights to collect taxes, there's no Isser Mesira. But the Ramah says that you still shouldn't report it because it's Meshav Aveda Shalakum. You still shouldn't report somebody else, a Jew who even if he rightfully owes the money. So that would lead us to conclude the following. Let me be clear over here. When it comes to someone who's a danger to society, there is very little discussion. that of course he master them. When someone is gonna hurt somebody, he's gonna assault people, he's a danger to society. Rav Shtorbach has a tshuva, fascinating tshuva in Chelek Aleph Sim Tav Nun, about a person who drives dangerously or drives without a license in a very dangerous way, where he's mamish a pachad, it's a sakana to have him on the roads. So are you allowed to report him that he's driving without a license to the police? So Rav Shtorbach says, of course you are, because he's putting lives in danger. When someone is a menace to society, so certainly you're allowed to report him in order to stop him from doing it. Still, Rav Shtorbach says, you should warn him first. If you don't stop driving without a license 100 miles an hour, I'm going to report you. And then if he stops, that's good. If he doesn't stop, so then you report him. It's not so pashut that we have that warnings will always help, but you see, if it doesn't help, you see that he continues his dangerous behavior, then it's pashut that you're allowed to report in those kinds of situations. Rav Schechter said that many years ago, 30 years ago must have been, he said that he was called up by a board member of an elementary school, and the board member said, we don't know what to do, we just discovered that the principal is assaulting the boys, he's messing with the little boys. So Rav Schechter said, what do you mean you don't know what to do? Call the police. He said, wow, Rav Gifter said the same exact thing. I can't believe you both were mechavim to the same idea. He said, of course we're mechavim to the same idea. That's the only way to stop someone like that is you call the police. You have to report something like that. But where it gets a little more iffy is like the Shaila that I was asked. The guy was doing construction in his basement. He wasn't hurting anybody. He was violating zoning laws. He was breaking the law. So are you allowed to master in that case? Now, it's possible you're not allowed to break the law. Din Malchus Adina definitely says you're not allowed to break the law. Question is, are you allowed to master in that case? And I told this guy, I said, but wait a second, you're doing something illegal. Why don't you not do something illegal? He said, no, I'm not calling you about that. I'm not asking Din Malchus Adina, Shaila. I'm calling you about the Masira issue. The guy mastered me, and he should be put in Chayim for mastering me. So the what this boils down to is, how does Masira translate into 21st century America? Masira in times where there were anti-Semitic governments and where it was clearly stated that they were going to treat us in a very different way, so that's very different than 21st century America, where even though obviously there's still anti-Semitism in the world, the system is one that is not set up to treat Jews differently than anybody else, and for the most part it's a just government and just system. So is there still an issue of Masira? So basically there are five approaches. Rabbi Michael Broyd has an article on this topic, where he just outlines the five shitos that the poskim have. One shita is the shita of the Tzitz Eliezer, where he's medayik from Orach, not even much of a diyuk, Orach HaShulchan, pretty much says it explicitly, fascinating Orach HaShulchan, where the Orach HaShulchan says Masira was back in the old days where people were abusive governments, but nowadays, like the great Tsar of Russia, Adonenu, our master, the great Tsar of Russia, who treats us so nicely, and also the Melech Shel Britannia, the King of England, who are good to the, you know, and are good to the Jewish people and run just governments, there would be no issue of Masira at all anymore. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, a lot of people read that Orach HaShulchan and said, yeah, he's writing in Russia, so what's he going to do? The censors are reading everything he's saying. Of course, he's going to talk about the great Tsar of Russia, who treats us so well. But that's why he threw in Melech Britannia. He had no sheichus to the King of England. He had no ulterior motive to speak about how great the King of England was. It's because the Orach HaShulchan meant it, and he was trying to show us that he really meant it, that there's no Masira anymore in places where Jews are treated equally. That is Shita number one. Shita number two, the second possibility, is that if there was a totally just government, then there wouldn't be Masira. Rabbi Broyd quotes this from Rav Ezra Batsri, who writes that, but unfortunately, even in countries where people are treated basically decently, there are always cracks in the system, and there are always parts that aren't really just, and types of punishments that aren't really just. For instance, a guy gets sent to prison. So maybe being sent to prison is just, but maybe what they do to him in prison and their failure to oversee what the other inmates will do to him, that's not just. And since there are elements that are not just, Mela, all the laws of Masira still apply. That's on the other extreme. There is a shita of the Tshuva Beis Yitzchak quoted in the Pesachei Choshen by Rav Blai that Masira sort of applies. It applies in the sense that you would have to pay money if you master somebody, and that you're not allowed to master somebody, but you're not called a rodev. If if you master somebody. Meaning you wouldn't have the full status of a rodef with all the chumras, but you're still not allowed to do it. Then on the other side of the equation, Rav Vosner has a tshuva in Chelek Beis and Shevet Alevi, Simen Nun Ches, where he says it depends on the law. If it's a law that Judaism recognizes the right of the local government to set up that law, and Judaism says the government has every right to make this law, it's within their power and their right, and we encourage them to run a country with just laws, and we would recognize the government's right to enforce that law, then it's okay to master. Because then, how can you speak out of two sides of your mouth at the same time? On the one hand say, yeah, make those laws, and on the other hand say, and I'm not going to do anything when I see other people breaking those laws, and I'm going to be considered a terrible criminal in the eyes of Judaism if I report on someone who breaks those laws. It doesn't make sense to speak out of two sides of your mouth at the same time. That's the fourth approach. The fifth approach is that just government or not, the Isser Mesira applies anyway. That's the Chalkas Yaakov and Chelek Gimel Simen Sadivav. And the truth is, that's what it sounds like Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe has several tshuvas where people ask him about Mesira. For instance, someone asks Rav Moshe if he's allowed to work for the IRS. It's not going to be massive. What do you do as an auditor? You audit companies and Jews, and you find people who break tax code, who break the law, and you report them. So Rav Moshe held you're allowed to, but not because it's not Mesira, but because if you don't do it, someone else is going to do it anyway. So you're not going to catch anyone that the other guy who would have gotten the job besides for you wouldn't have caught anyhow. So therefore, he thought it wouldn't be a problem. But in theory, at least, he thought that it would be a problem. He thought that it would be an issue of Mesira. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave me with my Shaila, with this interesting guy who called me up with his zoning violations? So I emailed Shai Schechter yesterday to ask his father what to do, what the situation is. And Rav Schechter thought as follows. Rav Schechter thought that, and you have to figure out which of these five approaches he most aligns with. He thought that if you're not allowed to go and just master him just like that, meaning the neighbor should not have mastered him. If he gave him a warning first, don't do this, and if you continue to do it, I'm going to tell on you, and the guy ignored that warning, then he is allowed to master him. If he didn't give him a warning, he just went and mastered him, then he's going to be chayiv to pay the money. You don't have to put him in chayirim, he doesn't have to, you don't kill him as a rodev or anything, but he's going to be chayiv to pay the money for whatever fines this guy got if you never gave him the warning first and he just went straight to the government. That was Rav Schechter's approach to dealing with this issue. In which case, it's a lot more research would need to be done about what exactly the details were over here. But it's not so poshut that this fellow who did illegal activity is not going to win in a Beis Din to get reimbursed for the fines that he's going to have to pay for doing the illegal work that he did. But again, it would all, you have to plug it into all those five approaches and see where you would go with it. Okay. That's a much bigger topic than 13 minutes. But.